online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin! I'm a pretty man.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You know who we're listening to. That is Miss Erika Jayne, Pretty Mess. And we're going to be playing a lot more Erika Jayne throughout the season. We're still on the Erika Jayne train, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's fully loaded.
We're going to play a fun game tonight of what keeps us up at night. But first, let's introduce everyone on the panel.
Hey, everybody. My name is Christy Olson, and you guys can all keep up with me at Christy Reports. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hi, guys. I'm Megan Stecker. A pretty mess. You guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker if you want.
Fern Ronay here. You can tweet me at Fern Ronay.
And I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. Now, let's talk about the pop-up store that was fully decorated and had, like, real signage. Nothing looked temporary to me, and I love how all the housewife books were in there. What did you think? Would you shop at the store? She's testing it out for New York, but yet they're in the Hamptons. I know it's New York, but it's not the city.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of this store? Would you go?
I would go for the fact that it's a celebrity brand. So if I saw it on the awning, I don't think I'd go out of my way to go. But if I saw it on the awning walking down that street, I'd be like, oh, that's Kyle's store. Let me go in and see what's in there. I think I'm a little young for what she stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Except for those coochie shorts that she and, that Bethany and Erica were looking at. But I think it'd be fun to go in. And you're right, nothing looked temporary about that to me. And the fact that she wanted to be testing it for a New York City market in the Hamptons, which is a bit different.
Yeah.
It was a little weird.
Yeah, and Kyle just doesn't pique my interest enough to go into it just because it's her store.
No,
and I don't
really
tease myself in that way. Like, I know the stuff there is not for me. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I just wouldn't go.
But I mean,
how much to torture myself with sparkly things?
But
I can't
how
afford.
Much of it has to do with Kyle having her name on the store, though? Is that like a deterrent for you, or what?
It would make me go in if I liked her, for sure.
Okay.
It doesn't keep me out because I don't like her.
But I'm not going for you. I'm just curious.
I'm not a big shopper anyway.
Yeah.
Fern, you're a East Coast girl. Yeah.
Yeah, I would go. And the Hamptons is, you know, in the summer on the weekends, it's all New York City people. So it is kind of a gauge of if people, if New Yorkers would shop there. I would go. It looks like a beautiful store.
My only thing with testing it for New York is that when you want to test in the city, you want to test your location with so many different neighborhoods around Manhattan. So it's kind of like, of course people will come to your store, Kyle. What neighborhood should you be in? So testing it in the Hamptons doesn't really have to do with whether you should do New York
or
not, really.
I feel the same, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's my two
cents. I just think Manhattan is so small that if it's so small and it's so easy to get from uptown to downtown that if the store's in Soho and you live in the Upper West Side and you're a fan of Kyle, you'll go, like, Dash is in Soho. But, yeah, if she wants to be in New York City, she should
and
be
she's,
in New York City.
Right, and she's got the money. She's going to do it either way.
Yeah.
I think this whole pop-up shop thing was more like, you know, Mauricio saw some little store for lease for the summer for a great price. And he was like, hey, Kyle, why don't you go do a pop-up store in the Hamptons? And it was just for fun for the pop-up store.
And Gwyneth did it.
It's a better idea to be there, don't you think? Because it's like you do all that sporadic, unplanned shopping when you're chilling for the weekend
like
or over the summer or on vacation. I feel like that's a better location for that store.
So Hurricane Bethany was in the store. And she had about like 10 seconds of airtime in this episode, which I was glad. And she kind of apologized to Eileen. I mean, not Eileen, who am I referring
Erica.
To? Erica, thank you. She said, I feel so bad, but she didn't say I'm sorry after all the commentary the night before. So what do we think of Bethany? Are we done with her at this point or what?
Yep, seen enough of her. It can be over now.
I love Bethany. She's my favorite, but I'm ready for her to go back to New York. That is her place. That is where she fits in. It was a bit, I mean, I feel like it works there because she has to keep those bitches in check. And here it was like very out of place. And I'm done. She offended my Erica, my new love.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And when she was apologizing, she kept talking. What, you know, trying to get her intent. Why are you doing this? Right. What are you doing it for?
Right.
Shut up. Just apologize if you're really sorry. And end it.
Yep. It's not your place, and it's not your show.
Yes.
Well, and it wasn't her store either. What was with her thanking everyone for coming? Like, as if she was the belle of the ball, and
it was
her
book
by Eileen, too. Oh, okay, I suppose.
Yeah. She's
all right, then I'll give it to her.
But yes. And there was a lot of conversation, and a lot like last season, Kim always manages to come up whenever the ladies are together. Mm. And that was the tone mainly at this party, for me anyway. And a real moment for me that just was like, WTF is when Rinna says that she feels somewhat responsible for Kim, and she just feels like she was Kim's mirror, and she just wishes she had an opportunity just to reach a resolution with Kim. And I got news for you, Rinna. You're the last person Kim's worried about.
Yeah, agreed. This is just Lisa being, like, kind of super and not characteristically of her, but, like, really self-important.
Yes.
Like, does she really think that Kim gives a crap about what happened between them with all the other things that she's dealing with? Or that Kim even remembers what happened? Come on.
Closure. What is this? I mean, you don't get closure in the situation. Kim is nowhere near ready for anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling BS on this whole thing. This whole episode was Rinna showing out, trying to be relevant, trying to insert herself in the storyline. And it had nothing to do with her. I feel like this has been happening for a few weeks and I'm over it. Sit down.
Yes.
I feel like last year she was the Erica. She was like fresh and new and funny and she was fun to watch. But she didn't have a storyline. Like if it weren't for Kim, she'd have no storyline. And the same this year, it's like, you know, if it's not for Yolanda, who, like, what's her storyline? She doesn't have one. So I feel like she has to talk about Kim to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I do kind of get why she feels responsible, because the first arrest happened the day after the reunion and they weren't, you know, Lisa wasn't so easy on her. She was fighting with Lisa because Lisa was the only one who kept bringing it up that, you know, you need help. So she might feel like she's the catalyst that started the first arrest, that started the...
Oh. It could be.
Maybe I would, if I were Lisa, and I would feel guilty.
Well, she should, like, but I'm kind of with you. I think she's just like talking to hear herself, to insert herself.
I mean, and the listeners who are with us live tonight are agreeing big time. They've had enough of Rinna as well.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, good. Okay.
Let's shout out the chat roll and Christy over here on the chat roll checking everything out, letting us know.
Yeah, we're hanging out with you guys tonight. I saw Joseph Boza's there.
Oh, I love him.
Brandon James Clifford, thank you for joining us. The Burning Karma. We love that you guys are chatting along. They're talking about Faye, and they are ready to get to the People versus O.J. Simpson.
All right, yes. Let us know if they throw us any shit. I want to know.
Oh, we'll do.
Mm-hmm. of course, Kyle's like, hey, guys, what are you talking about? And she walks over and like, we're talking about Kim and everything. And so basically it's like they get into the whole conversation where Kyle's like, oh, yeah, she keeps me up at night worried. All right, let's party. And then they start, they went and they have like the clam bake and all that conversation. So,
and I maintain that Kyle's worry over Kim is just coming from a selfish place of not wanting bad publicity. She doesn't want Kim to die, but she doesn't want Kim to be getting arrested and drinking in public and all these sorts of things that cause Kyle embarrassment. Gasp. I think that's what's keeping her up at night.
Mm. Oh, we're on to that? What's keeping us up at night?
Well, yeah, so not totally.
Like, I have a list.
Not totally. Before we go there, let's talk about Eileen's reaction to her conversation with LVP. And I just feel like Eileen just couldn't catch a break, and she was manipulated to feel a certain way, and she has the conversation in the limo, and then the minute she sits down when they have the lobster dinner, she's saying, you know, Lisa Vanderpump is like, are you okay? And so she's bringing it right back up. And Eileen just, I don't know, she's just not over it. I don't know, the whole conversation was odd. Give me a moment while I review everything.
Eileen was really being a pushover in this conversation, right?
Yes. It's like, Lisa already turned this around on you once. Don't let her do it a second time. And for the fact that we had not one but two housewives in their interviews saying how Lisa's just turning tables around on you. She, you know, Kyle said it. She said she makes you apologize, which is dead on. And then Erica So what'd she say? Oh, she's got Eileen over a barrel. Mm-hmm. It's just, I can't. Sit down, other Lisa. Sit down.
No, I wrote down direct quotes of Lisa Vanderpump. I guess I can't do anything right, and I won't ask you about your life. That's so manipulative.
That is.
You were writing a manipulative character, you'd have them say these things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's so like getting in your head.
Says the author. Yes. Yes. So right, girl. And what about Ken getting in there, too, with his two cents?
Oh, he always has to get involved. He loves it.
He had to be sitting around with them clucking. Oh, he was worse than all of them put together. When he said the line, he and his wife went to the same school of asshole. Because when he said the line, she's like, stay out of it, Ken. He's like, well, I just have to hear about it later anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, what grown man in their 70s gets in the middle of his wife's gossip affairs? Like, get a life. Sit down, Ken. Sit down.
Maybe we'll find a chair for you, Angie.
One thing I want to point out, though, is that Eileen said, you know, she was just like, she just like needed an apology for bringing up and keep saying, you know, she kept saying the affair. But, I mean, I will say, be it as it may, Lisa Vanderpump did apologize for asking too many questions. And I think that's as much as you're going to get. Mm-hmm. She did apologize for that. I know it's not what she wanted, but it's just not going to go any further. I mean, you know, welcome to the Housewives. She's not going to give in.
Right, and this is starting to sort of feel like pick your battles to me.
Yes.
Like, I'm sure Lisa Vanderpump is going to say something more outrageous to you or make you even more uncomfortable at some point in the rest of the season. Like, I don't think that maybe this was the time to really go in hard at Lisa and be that upset about it, because I'm sure something's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Brandy, a blast from the past, came up with these ladies, and Erica seems to think that they're obsessed with her. They cut to a little bit of a flashback and things like that. And Lisa Vanderpump says Brandy wanted basically herself for her, like Lisa for herself only, and that she was very territorial around Kim. And of course, we saw the flashback with the pizza flowing on the ground. Yes. And it's just, I'm kind of glad that Erica just shouted it out and put it out there, because I kind of want to know too, how much are they really saying about her? And of course, we know Brandy's loving that she's still in the center of this trip.
And she's been saying, they've been talking about me all season. Remember when we reported a few weeks ago that she had sent Lisa a text message because she was angry that Lisa,
every
she said,
episode.
Had mentioned her in every episode. So maybe she's right. Maybe the ladies are a little obsessed.
Mm-hmm. I just have to say that the conversation started because they were saying all the terrible stuff she was putting out in the press about them. So that is kind of how the conversation came up.
That Brandy was?
Yes. They're like, she can say whatever she wants. It puts it out there, and it just gets picked up, and it's out there. So I think that that's where the conversation, they showed that small little clip, and then it's Erica being like, they're obsessed with her. We're like, if some bitch was doing the same thing to me, I'd be sitting around bitching about it too. I don't think it's an obsession. I think it's, you just are so furious, you have to tell somebody, you have to get it out.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, at this point, Erica has not met Brandy. She met Brandy the night of the premiere party, correct? Which has not aired, but it's like the premiere party for the season. I'm pretty sure that's what she said, that she met her and she was lovely and she kept it all real.
Oh, yeah, she said that on Andy.
Yeah.
I watched What Happens on.
Yeah, so at this point, maybe she's just like, who, like, she claims also that Erica claims she hasn't watched any of the Housewives prior to this.
Oh, that's true.
So maybe she's like, well, you know, what did this girl do? Like, what's the big deal if she keeps coming up? Like, I would be curious, too, if you two kept bringing up something that I didn't know, I'd be like, well, Phil, who's this? Well, clearly, you're, like, really affected to a point.
She's probably also wondering what they're saying about her when she's not around.
Good point.
Yeah.
True.
Well, then they talk about how Erica lost a cousin to addiction, and she could really empathize with Kyle's situation. And then Lisa Ren is back in the mix. Lisa Rinna,
Lisa.
Cue the Days of Our Lives soundtrack music. She says it was difficult. It affected her very deeply. And I just find it to be really like, I understand, like, if there's a legitimate concern, I'm cool with it. But I just feel it's gross that she has to keep bringing this up.
She said she's gross. She said Kim was gross.
Yeah.
I wrote gross.
Yes.
Rinna is such a piece of work. She said she would never go back on Days of Our Lives. It's been done. But
she's doing
the same thing every week from her on this show. Just saying, Brenna.
That's a good point.
It was difficult for her. Why was it difficult for you? It should be difficult for Kyle. How about difficult for the producers of the show?
I mean, can't stop laughing. It's so ridiculous. It had nothing to do with you.
They had that limo ride, and then she had that infamous scene with her on this random park bench.
Cutting room floor footage? Wasn't that not shown until the...
Yes! I was like, what is this?
It was clearly like a pickup for me. Yeah. I thought it was a pickup.
The Kim and her at the park thing?
Yeah.
Where Kim runs away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone's gonna hold you accountable someday, Kim Richards. I love the full name.
Kim,
where the hell were they?
Where were they? The Kim was straddling a barrier.
Oh, they must have been, like, at that point, they must have had to go, like Mulholland Park or something like, yeah, definitely. That is the valley, I can tell you right now.
Oh, is that
familiar
to
you? Last season, very briefly, I think they showed it as, like, earlier this week. It's kind of a little blurry thing. Yeah.
See, that's a pickup, in my opinion. Yeah. My eyes, look.
Oh, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, Kyle mentions an interesting moment from an interesting line. She says that she's the only one who has her family's business out there.
On the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I kind of looked around the table and I'm like, yeah, for the most part, I mean, of course, Eileen opens up and leans to new, but I mean, like, I'm kind of looking at you, both Lisas, because neither of them are really opening up too much, especially, we said this last week, Lisa Vanderpump doesn't really do much of anything when it comes to her life. We did see the stuff play out with her son. That was, like, a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I feel like, yeah, a lot of the family dynamic is all, we're all looking at you, Kyle, and the others are just kind of, like, talking about her.
Mm-hmm. Both Lisas are being so fake, and they're not opening up. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're not going to share anything real, I guess you got to fake it.
But do you feel it's all on Kyle that it's just like everyone's just like commenting on her life and everyone else is kind of like in the moment on what they're doing in the moment?
Well, I think it's only because her mess was on the show with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then if that person goes and gets arrested twice in a very short period of time, like, unfortunately, she was on the show with you. Mm-hmm. The only reason she's not this season is because she's in jail. Like, I don't feel bad, really, because...
It's a lot more interesting than Lisa Rinna's daughters getting their license. Like, they just don't have anything interesting to share. I mean, some people's families just aren't that dramatic.
You, working at the deli wasn't anything you wanted to talk about on the show? Her daughter working at the deli? That's not a topic?
Mary Hamlin.
Is someone calling? Well, what stuck out to me in this conversation was Kyle saying, it's not fair to my sister and her kids that everyone's talking about it. And I thought... Does that mean it's not fair to them that you put their business out there by continuing to be on the show? I just thought that was such an odd sentiment for her to have.
You know,
oh my God, do we have a phone call?
I think we're going to take a quick call here.
Are we allowed?
Yeah.
I think we should. I feel like a late night DJ.
Let's take a quick call and see what people are feeling with tonight's episode. Caller, are you on the line?
Something that made me have a horrible reaction. Is this the Flash?
I'm sorry, for what? Which show are you calling in for?
The Flash.
Oh, I believe you're on the wrong show. This is Beverly
Hills
Housewives.
Do you have anything to say about The Real Housewives, darling?
Oh, yeah, I love those.
we're talking Beverly Hills. Did you see tonight's episode?
No, I didn't. I'm going to catch up. I'm calling all the way from the Bahamas, so.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're going to make sure they put you on with the folks of The Flash.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All righty.
So many TV fans here at AfterBuzz.
Oh, man, we got so excited.
Yeah, I know. So I heard that a housewife had a fever. I missed the name, and I said, well, it must be Yolanda.
It was Yolanda.
It must be. If anyone's down and out, it's Yo at this point. And then Lisa Rinna says that here we go again. She says that she's worried, you know, she thinks about her, but she's just worried that, you know, is it the lime? Is it the lime? It's like...
Is she the only one still questioning
it? I'm sorry, I don't mean to be mean, but she's talking out. Look, I don't mean to be mean, but I'm calling it like I see it. I'm analyzing the show. She's talking with the lips of one's going one direction, the other side's going the other. I'm like, I know I'm being mean, but it's just like, at this point, Rinna, please. We know you don't have a storyline, but,
But it's obvious when you try
exhausted.
To make one.
What? I mean, I'm absolutely exhausted after this episode. I really am. I had to take my coat off. But yeah, look, I can't even keep these on.
And nothing even happened.
I'm so out of crying.
So much commentary. I literally can't keep it.
Rinna was so ridiculous this week. And when her hair was flat in the Hamptons, like when it wasn't professionally coiffed for her, I was like, oh my God, her lips look so out of proportion when her hair isn't equally as fluffed up.
Look, and that's not the first time I heard that about her, really, with regards to the last episode. So I think you're onto something. So then at this lovely...
That's so ridiculous.
It is. Megan, you had a long day.
She's had a long day.
Well... Now, I need a glass of wine.
There's this dinner party, and yet another one, and all these ladies are, like, talking about, like, let's have a great chat about what keeps us up at night. Let's really keep it positive, shall we? So Lisa Vanderpump says, well, nothing, I just hit the pillow and go out. And then Eileen reveals, like, this life-changing moment, and, God bless her, she's... You know, unfortunately, she was physically beaten. She's using this as a platform to say, look, you can come out from the depths of hell and come out on the other side. So I do like something with a message. But Lisa Vanderpump, she just lives in the lap of luxury. No, nothing bothers her. Mm-mm. And I mean, I just feel like, you know, play the game.
Right.
Yes, and I feel like she's smarter than to not play the game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she knows that even though she's Lisa Vanderpump, she could get her butt cut from this show.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm surprised that she's not trying to bring something just because she realizes she wasn't bringing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. The ladies, Kyle and, Rinna, I believe. Yeah, Kyle and Rinna ran over and consoled Eileen. And then, not too far from Eileen, it was Lisa Vanderpump just sitting there. And then at the end of that scene, she smirked. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I thought it was a cut from something else. Like, she might have been listening to another part of the like 2 hours earlier when she was smiling, and they just put it in there.
Elvie, he's public defender, Fern Ronay.
No,
I'm not bad.
To be fair.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't comforting her. That was obvious.
Yeah.
That was clear. That wasn't editing. But the smirk at the end, it was kind of like...
Ugh, I was really pissed off at that.
You know what annoyed me was when she said, this lobster has... Who has the bigger claws, Eileen or this lobster? It's like, Eileen is not... Cat,
no.
She is trying to have a conversation with you to let you know it's not okay to speak to her that way in public about her personal affair.
Mm-hmm.
Not her affair. Mm-hmm. Her personal things like that. You know, the way that she was just shouting it out in public, you probably shouldn't do that. And to be trying to say that she's got claws and just like, give it up, sit down. Sit down.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, Eileen called you out for something that you did, so...
Right.
She's the bad one in this
situation. I'm just really disappointed in both Lisas.
Yeah, both Lisas. You're on a warning system here at AfterBuzz TV.
I'm putting them on the bench. I need a week off from
them. They need to be benched.
Let's talk really quickly about Yolanda.
The chat roll agrees with you, Megan. They said that ticked them off, too.
Oh, see?
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. And that Lisa Vanderpump is not looking good this season.
Mm-hmm.
They agree.
I think it's her turn to look terrible, because I don't know why everyone likes her. She's always been this mean. I said I wasn't going to be mean tonight. I just can't help it.
Well, this episode, will ignite that in most people. But, you know, of course... we want to hear your thoughts about this episode and what you think of the two Lisa's behaviors. I don't know about you guys, but I go on and look at the comments all the time. So we want you guys to go on there and comment and give us a thumbs up. Of course, let us know your thoughts, opinions, comments, and concerns. Maybe not the concern part, but let us know what you think in the comments below. And make sure you rate us very high on iTunes, please, so that way more people can enjoy the after show just like you. We have a lot of good shows here at AfterBuzz, so... Promote us, and thank you very much. Now let's move on to... I can't wait to make this transition, but the O.J. Simpson trial. I mean, first of all, anyone still riding the coattails of the O.J. Simpson trial at this point? I'm done. I just can't
Ryan
keep
Murphy
it up.
Ryan Murphy is.
Oh, yeah. Jenna from Vanderpump Rules, who has a role on the show.
Mm. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm actually super pumped for that miniseries.
Me too. I can't wait.
I'm still over it. Like I'm still over it. Yeah.
I'm still obsessed. Every time there's a documentary on it or something, I watch it.
Me too. I drive past Rockingham on my way to AfterBuzz, and I'm like, oh my God, that's it. That I should drive by.
Wow.
I know.
So Faye Resnick, before we get into all of that, is planning Kyle's another closet for Kyle. poor Mauricio is going to lose his gym. And, yeah. I mean, what else happened? I like seeing Faye, kind of, just because she's like a throwback to me, to that wonderful dinner party from hell.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, I'm like, all right, whatever. Next, if she made an appearance at the the Hero Dog Awards, then perhaps I'd be a little bit more intrigued with Faye. Ladies, what did you think of the Hero Dog Awards?
Well, this was the Hero Dog Awards pre-party.
Oh, pro.
Because I was at the Hero Dog Awards, and Lisa Vanderpump did not show hide nor hair of herself. She was not there. She didn't walk the red carpet. She wasn't at the program. Mm. She was not there. Now, I know she's a very busy lady, and she has lots of scheduling things, and clearly this pre-party at Pump was her way of still supporting the cause. But man, she sure talked it up a lot for something that she didn't even bother to attend.
Just give us a quick review. Who was at this award show?
Well, it was hosted by Beth Ostrowski Stern. That's Howard Stern's wife. So she was kind of the big draw. I got the grandpa from Modern Family that night. What's his name? Fred Willard.
Fred Willard, yes.
Who else was there? Oh, Bindi Irwin and Derek Hough walked the carpet that night. I talked to Michelle Beadle from ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Who else? A couple stars, like, from Arrow. It was a good little carpet.
And just to give us a time frame, when was this? When did they shoot this episode?
Oh, good question. That was late summer, I want to say, like July or August.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just curious. It was hot as balls in August.
Yes, and it was at the Beverly Hilton, and you know, in that glass hallway there is always super, super warm. If you see people sweating on red carpet videos, that's where they were having it at. Just saying.
Well, I'm going to come for Rena one more time. She made it a big deal. She made it a big deal. If my friend has a charity event, I am going to come. And she found the time. God bless her in her busy schedule. She found the time to shoot the show that she's on. Good for you. Good for you. And of course, the heavens parted and just Camille Grammer, the goddess she is, walked in. Unfortunately, she didn't have many lines of dialogue, but she was there. She looked good.
We rewound for her. Yeah. She looks great.
She looks amazing.
Any guesses what she's been up to keep looking that good?
She literally looks 10 years younger than she did last time we saw her.
Yeah.
Is it like some fillers that aren't too much? Like, she just looks amazing.
Well, that's it too. She never looks like too much. Whatever she is getting done, she's having it done well. And something I think with her hair was like really on tonight. I think that kind of helped her a little bit with that long blonde hair. She just looks like she could be 17 years old. It's kind of unbelievable.
Suck it, Kelsey.
I just love her. And then dropping in from the sky, you're a little late, Catherine. Catherine Edwards appears. And it's a little bit like dropping her in the middle a little. Like, you know, I feel like it's not very organic.
No.
Of course, Lisa Rinna is all over her about, you know, their past and all this stuff. And
I do kind of love hearing about that. I mean, I guess at this point we could call it old Hollywood. Of these ladies, like, back in the day working the audition circuit together. Yeah. And, oh, you know, when Yolanda came in the room, you pick up your book and you go home. And I think about the times that, like, I run into other AfterBuzz hosts at auditions and all the people that I've gotten to know here. And I'm like, in 20 years, are we going to be on Real Housewives together?
I hope so.
I can only hope.
I'll be there.
I'll find my way on this somehow.
I'm going to have my own line of wine, and I'll be there.
That'll come first.
Everyone will hate
Imagine
me.
Imagine like 20 years of AfterBuzz itself was a reality show.
Oh, my God. Or like the Real Wives of AfterBuzz or something.
The potential, let me tell you, for such a show. Yes. Someone fill me in briefly on what this whole situation is with Faye and now Catherine and the crossover between the two.
Okay.
Go for it.
I can take this one. Okay. I know that Fern has all the legal stuff down as far as that case goes. I've got the juicy stuff. Mm-hmm. So Catherine's husband at the time when all the OJ stuff went down, she was dating him and then they got married during this time.
And this was Marcus Allen?
Yes, Marcus Allen. He was an NFL player, just like OJ. He and OJ were great friends. And apparently, Marcus was having an affair with Nicole Brown Simpson. Mm-hmm. And allegedly, that is what set OJ off to be angry. And we all know what happened after that.
Mm-hmm.
But what Catherine's issue with Faye is that Faye wrote a book after the case was over, and Faye outed this affair and talked about it as if it was for sure true, and Marcus Allen has never admitted to it, and Catherine most certainly isn't admitting to it tonight, but I think Catherine took most, she was most angry with Faye, and that Faye had portrayed her as this wife who kind of turned the blind eye to this affair, or whatever it really was happening at that time. So these ladies, this is what, 25 years ago? More than that? 2020.
See what I mean?
Yeah, and they still have not resolved it. So, I mean, this could get incredibly juicy.
I'm still not interested.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm like, and I mean, like, I don't mean anything you said. I just mean in general, like, they still haven't resolved it. Like, it's like the whole O.J. Simpson thing. Like, I'm not into it, guys.
Oh, really? I'm fascinated. No,
I'm not too into
fascinated.
It.
I'm fascinated. I have to say, I'm actually shocked at the way Catherine's coming across already and what we're seeing for next week, because in meeting her at the red carpet, she seemed the like very naive to me and just very like, I don't really know what I'm doing here and I don't really know where to look, and all I have to tell you is like my resume, life story, which is like a 2-paragraph bio. And I really wasn't aware of the whole Marcus Allen, O.J. Simpson friendship thing when I interviewed her, because I was like, look, I Googled you and nothing came up except for your current husband's name. So tell us about yourself. Like, that's all I really... And then she really doesn't know how to be interviewed or try to, you know, drop any breadcrumbs to say, ask me this next kind of a thing. And I'm actually surprised that it seems like she's ready to just go to bat next week with Faye. So shocking. We'll see.
Yeah, that looks like the only interesting thing happening next week.
Right, I think we're understanding why we're not seeing her until episode 8, or whatever it was. They must have known that she was going to be a dud, and I am really, really thinking that that will be the case.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, girl!
Well, see, I still think that it was the whole situation with Austin Mahone's mother. Is that who we're talking about here?
Cody Simpson's mom.
Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like because she was like, she couldn't get the paperwork to do it or whatever, that it was her, and then they had to find someone
right
at this point in the taping, and now we're meeting Catherine.
That's what it seems like to me, like scrambling last minute to throw someone in there.
Yeah. Do we need Catherine at this point, or are we good?
No, I'm happy with Erica.
I don't know. Yeah, she doesn't seem to have the energy. Like the.
Well, maybe if they could cut out some of the Lisa's screen time because of her, that'd be better.
Yeah, you know that whole, all that business with Hanky and the Swans, that normally would not be in the show.
Right,
that was probably where, like, they had Cody Simpson's mom showing off her pool or something. You
who
know
do
what
we
I mean?
Write to the about the paperwork? It's affecting our enjoyment of Real Housewives.
No. We should ask Dan Babic if he has a friend.
Anyway. Yes, let's take a look at some news and gossip.
All right.
I know you've got us covered.
Christy's got out.
Yeah.
There was a couple things out there. While we're on Catherine anyway, I did a little research on her as well, and like you said, not a whole lot, but this really fun little blurb about her, she was in the very first Nike Just Do It ad. Right?
It
predates her a little bit. Yes, when she was a model. Yeah, that was the only interesting thing that I could come up with about her. She has been married twice. I think she mentioned that tonight. And her other husband is also an NFL star. So, girl has a time. And Bethany is speaking out about her appearance last week on the show. You know, if you watch What Happens Live, that Erica wasn't mad at her when Andy asked Erica about it. But she did bring up the words jealous and the B word, Erica did. And Bethany is now saying she doesn't feel sorry for the comments, that she was there to do that. That's why Bravo had her there, because they know she's going to cause controversy, and that she actually got Erica some publicity. So she's Bethany's giving herself a little pat on the back for getting Erica that publicity. So
Bethany,
send her some flowers or something, Erica.
I thought she tweeted about being too judgmental. Didn't Andy read a tweet of hers that maybe she was a little too judgmental? I don't know.
Yeah, she said, but she's given a few interviews and she said a couple different things, but, you know, it's unapologetic.
She's like Lisa Vanderpump.
She's just trying to sell margaritas, that's all.
Well, speaking of the Housewives, slang and things, your favorite lady of the night, Lisa Vanderpump, is having a brand new pet accessory line.
Oh, well, I'm surprised it hasn't already existed.
Right? I know, that was my thought. It's going to be called Vanderpump Pets. Super creative. Right now, the dog carrier is actually number one on Amazon in sales.
Why did she call it Vander Pet? Why did she just call it that?
Oh my god, I love that.
But
maybe, I'm sure she definitely wants to have Vanderpump in everything. There's blinged out bowls, and the proceeds go to this Yulin Festival. If you guys haven't heard about this, we are going to get to it on The Real Housewives. It is a horrible, horrible animal abuse thing. Don't Google it. Just wait until we tell you about it in a few weeks. But Lisa's on a crusade against the Yulin Festival, and some of the proceeds from Vanderpump Pets actually go to stopping the Yulin Festival. She also did a PSA with Sharon Osbourne. that will be coming out soon.
This is a big issue among celebrities right now. A lot of people are getting behind that. And, yeah, hopefully we can make some changes.
Rightly so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, hearing about that, I was like, what does she need a pet? Like, this will make her so rich, but I'm glad it's going.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right. I endorse that.
Buy those carriers on Amazon, people.
Interesting. She's already taking over with that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm, good. All right. Let's take a look and predict what's coming up next week.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well.
And please let us know in the chat roll as well what you guys think will be coming up on the show.
That's good. I predict, there's my one prediction, I predict not much of anything is going to go down between Faye and Catherine, because I think Faye is really just going to be mum about everything. I think she's just going to kind of sit and observe and listen, and Catherine's, she's going to kind of let Catherine run her mouth, and I really don't think that, I don't think it's going to be like the time or the place, as they say, for such a conversation.
See, I'm guessing that it's going to blow up crazy, but we haven't seen any clips of it being blown up crazy, and you know we would see the footage as a teaser. So I want these ladies to kind of go hard, and I think that Faye is less reserved and a little less, you know, hoity-toity than the rest of the ladies, and that she could maybe really throw down. And so I predict that maybe they'll really get into it. And I think another conversation that will start to happen is that everyone's talking about Lisa Vanderpump and how she doesn't share anything. Yolanda is going to come back into the mix now. She hasn't really been with the ladies the last couple episodes. But, you know, she's European as well. And I know they're from very different places, but I think the conversation, we talked a lot tonight while we were watching the show about, oh, Lisa Vanderpump is that way because she's British. And I think that maybe the conversation will turn to, well, Yolanda's European too, and she's great, and she shares stuff, and she's a nice person, so why aren't you a nice person?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. It could be all in the way you're raised and culture and things like that, you know. I just feel like I've always kind of called Vanderpump a little bit of a old, cold English lady.
Yes.
But that's, I mean, you know, I'm English myself, so I can say that, so don't come for me. But I will say that. That's how it looks to me.
I predict this sex shop storyline that Vanderpump's trying to pull next week is a total fake. And I hope that this lasts for 2 minutes of one episode and we never see it again. Because I don't want to think about her or Ken doing any of that.
Well, that sex shop isn't even there anymore, because I live in West Hollywood.
And there you
I go
have
by
it.
That
it's
time.
Like so,
yeah, they
moved
to Hollywood
Highlands.
Well, but if he took the lease on that building, that is a crazy Sunset Boulevard corner, huge building that would cost a lot of money. That was the Hustler building, right? That they were talking about?
Oh, I thought they were talking about another. I thought they were talking about a store next to Pump. Because I.
Would make more sense because the Hustler store lease, I'm guessing, would be
$50,000. Well, the Hustler building,
something like that.
Somebody did buy that Hustler building on Sunset and they're going to knock it down and build a hotel. So that, those, it is.
Oh,
that,
okay. So it is some
and, yeah,
smaller.
And then the, place they perform all the music at, the House of Blues, that's going to be a hotel too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, all that stuff's coming down. But yeah. I'll have to see the exact location, but if it is on Santa Monica Boulevard and West Hollywood, which I want to say it is, I have some information about that we can get into.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I would predict one
Grant has
thing.
Some information about the sex shop on Santa Monica Boulevard. Make sure you all tune in.
The real estate of West Hollywood, I'd like to say.
Our folks in the chat role, they say that if Faye would have blown up that she'd be a housewife by now. That's probably actually a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
They can't wait to see Catherine throw down. And, oh, the fact that Mohammed said Bella and Ahmed don't have Lyme disease.
Anwar.
That's going to be major. Yeah. Yo, I'm sorry. Anwar.
Yes. No, I wrote that nice. Down for my other prediction. Like, that's going to be, the ladies are going to go in with lots of opinions. Mm-hmm. And Vanderpump's the one who brings it up, stirring the pot. Obviously.
I have no prediction. The sex shop will be boring. Eileen in Italy will be boring.
Yes.
Yes. Agreed.
More Yolanda questioning and her kids, but I don't know. It might still be boring.
Yeah.
And Faye versus Catherine, mildly interesting.
I think that's like,
low expectations for next week, folks.
Yes.
When Fern is mildly rude about it, you know it's bad.
I just feel like now that you brought up Cody Simpson's mother, I feel like we have to like write to the Australian consulate or something.
Oh yes. Yeah.
So
I know. I want to see her.
We're missing her and we don't even see her.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to look at Real Housewives of Potomac real quick?
No.
You?
I saw one clip where the divorced one and the ex-husband still live in the same house in the same bed, the whole thing.
Oh, really? Oh, that sounds kind of interesting.
It wasn't my flavor. I live tweeted it. I'll probably keep looking because you know I'm always curious, but
is that Cheshire?
Oh no, The Real Housewives of Cheshire. I'm like addicted to that. But if you want to hear more about my thoughts about The Real Housewives of Potomac, you can check me out on my own podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. A new episode went up today with AfterBuzz TV host Dan Babick. So you can check that out and go to iTunes and check it out. You can tweet me at Grants_Rants.
And give him 5 stars.
Thank you.
And if you guys want to see my red carpet interviews from the Hero Dog Awards or an interview with Vanderpump Rules star Jenna Willis about starring in O.J. Simpson versus the People, please check it out at ChristyReports.com and on my YouTube channel at ChristyReports. Follow me on Instagram as well. Thank you.
Well, I haven't interviewed anyone on the O.J. Simpson story, but I do know a girl who almost got a role, who didn't, but I won't say what role. Hey, Kim, I love you.
It wasn't Nicole Brown's little sister, is it? Because that's the one that Jenna's playing. Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, hey guys. Anyway, you can follow me. You can follow me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. It's all at Megan Stegger.
It's gonna be an interesting discussion post. This is Fern Rone, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Rone, RONAY. My first novel will be released in a few short months. The story of a single 29-year-old Manhattan lawyer who's guided by her dead Italian grandparents. It's called Better in the Morning. Follow me for release information.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, that'll do it for us. Going Deep, the name of the episode, for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.